WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Gearing up for the debate, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris meeting face-to-face in Philadelphia tonight for the first time. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on how we got here.
It was just 7 weeks ago that the race was upended when President Biden dropped out after his disastrous debate performance.
Dealing with everything we have to do with, if we finally beat Medicare.
Biden passing the torch to Harris, handing her the shortest campaign in modern history.
The showdown at the Constitution Center, 90 minutes long, no hot mics and no studio audience. Typhoon Yagi, the strongest typhoon to hit Vietnam in decades, triggering heavy rain, floods and landslides. So far, 87 people have been killed. Tropical storm Francine gaining strength as it churns in the Gulf of Mexico, expected to hit Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane tomorrow. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the Sauk County Sheriff's Office, the body of a man was recovered Monday morning from the Wisconsin River. The body was found on a sandbar of the river almost 2 miles down from where a 24-year-old man was reported missing on September 1st. The Sauk County Communications Center received a call of a missing swimmer before 4 p.m. on September 1st in the Wisconsin River near Peck's Landing in Spring Green. Authorities responded to the area and learned that three men had entered the water from a sandbar and were swept away by the current. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 57 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A little warmer, 86. Then on Thursday, lots of sunshine with a high of 88. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's easy to get there, and it is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
99.7.
Thank you so much for spending your morning with us. We always appreciate it. Hopefully you are having a great start to your Tuesday. Hey, at least we made it through our Monday and we can move on with our week and start looking forward to another weekend. It's why we do this Monday through Friday thing, right? Blues Traveler now. This is Run Around on Max FM.
Oh, once upon a midnight period, I woke with something in my head. I couldn't escape the tell me lies, and all I
trash drinking than always before. Yeah, I will drink it and always be.
Max FM.
You shouldn't have to sell your
Tears for Fears, there is Shout. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 710 right now.
You must have hidden the plans in the escape pod. Send a detachment down to retrieve them. See to it personally, Commander. There'll be no one to stop us this time.
Yes, sir.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
So, you have accepted the truth.
I've accepted the truth that you were once Anakin Skywalker, my father.
That name no longer has any meaning for me.
Look inside yourself, Simba. You are more than what you have become. You must take your place in the circle of life.
How can I go back? I'm not who I used to be.
Remember who you are.
It is with big, heavy hearts that we talk about James Earl Jones this morning, Finn. I got so into those clips of listening to him because he was just that guy with the voice and iconic, really. And yesterday we learned that at the age of 93, he did pass away. So I thought this morning it was only fitting that we start with James Earl Jones clips because, well, we can all relate to him in some sort of way or remember him from one of our decades. I mean, 93 years old, he's kind of done everything right, so yeah. That was the great. Unmistakable
baritone. I mean, you just
that
knew that voice
though,
right away.
Morning.
And what up? I mean, he had such a career even before Darth Vader. That
absolutely. I mean wow. It's hard to believe the guy started with a stutter and would barely speak at one time in his life, and then all of a sudden he just became James Earl Jones that we knew and we watched. And you know, and the best part about him was is he could do a little bit of everything. We saw him as Darth Vader. And then eventually we got to see him do some comedy as well. So he was just kind of all over the gambit as far as what his talent was. So it was one of those days where you just kind of go back and relive a lot of your favorite memories. And again, I mean, even our kids can relate to James Earl Jones just because of his role in Lion King. I mean, it really doesn't seem necessary to list the iconic roles, but let's do it because this is just a taste of what he did, right? And I don't even have everything here in front of me this morning. Obviously, the voice of Darth Vader. You heard a lot of these clips this morning. An actor named David Prowse actually wore the suit in the original trilogy. Now, here's a fun fact for you if you want to win some Trivial Pursuit. He was paid just $7,000 for the first Star Wars. And at the time, James Earl Jones thought that was good money. Obviously, he went on to do much better than $7,000. But that just kind of tells you where he was at in his career and what they thought might occur with the Star Wars trilogy, right? We also have on the list, he was the voice of Mufasa, Simba's dad in The Lion King, in both the original and the live-action remake. He also played King Joffrey Joffer, father of Prince Akeem, in Coming to America and the recent sequel. So if you got to see that sequel, when it first came out, again, another Eddie Murphy, not probably going to win any Oscars, but very entertaining type of movie. He was also Terrence Mann in Field of Dreams. Some of his other films include, other films include Doctor Strangelove or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, Conan the Barbarian, The Hunt for Red October, The Sandlot, Clear and Present Danger, and the 1986 cinematic classic that is Soul Man. He was also the voice of This Is CNN. Remember the promo that ran for years and years? It's only been recently, too, within the last couple of years when they actually had somebody else do those. I think just an age thing with James Earl Jones, simply what it was. And I'm sure they figured at some point they had to replace that iconic voice anyway. He's one of only a handful of entertainers who have earned an EGOT, although his Oscar was honorary. He was nominated for Best Actor in 1970 for The Great White Hope, though. Now, Mark Hamill, who played Luke Skywalker, obviously, in all those Star Wars movies, actually went to X yesterday and just simply posted a photo of James Earl Jones, the obituary that came out of Variety, and just said "Rip, Dad," which obviously kind of set off a lot of, a lot of tears for a lot of people because it was James Earl Jones. So, Oh my goodness. What a career though. What a guy. He was also a very good philanthropist as well. And he really was a caring sort of soul. Remembered where he came from and where all it all started for him. And so really, really did a lot to take care of other people and other organizations, the best he could anyway, and help wherever he could. So what a guy though.
Legend.
What a career. Yeah,
93
absolutely.
Years old. I mean, he had quite an amazing life.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got to think up until the end, he had that amazing voice. You got to think, right? Like, you got to think that James Earl Jones had stuck with that iconic voice for a very long time.
You know, you have to wonder if there had been opportunities to see him act, you know, before or after he became Darth Vader, because that voice was so commanding.
Yeah.
And I know that he did perform as King Lear in a production, and I can only imagine.
Right?
I mean, can you imagine the power coming on stage?
No, I can't, because I mean, even listening to those clips this morning, it gives you a little bit of goosebumps, right? Because you start thinking back to all of his iconic roles. You hear that voice. It was so distinct. Yeah, as soon as you heard it, you knew exactly who was coming onto the screen or onto stage or whatever you might have been watching. So that was really all you needed with James Earl Jones. Yeah. So a legend, definitely, definitely one of those big losses in Hollywood. We keep talking about those, right? Like, we're starting to see some of those icons leave us, and it's never easy when they do, because they are so impactful on our memories. And a guy who's 93, who's been in so many different things, that's literally a generational type actor, literally generational. So go watch The Lion King with the kids tonight, or maybe pull out Star Wars.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're really a nerd like we are in our house, keep watching the This Is CNN promo over and over again. But do something to remember James Earl Jones. Maybe even do a back-to-back night of watching Coming to America, because he was pretty good in that as well.
I mean, between The Lion King and Star Wars, right there, you are cross-generational for so many people. And he's been a part of our life for so long, our lives for so long.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that you just mentioned Coming to America, another great performance, another, you know, and
who knew he was funny? He was actually funny. He had some good comedic timing and fielded in Coming to America. And when you're working with Eddie Murphy, you got to have some sort of comedic timing, right? Even if it's all scripted out, you still have to be on top of your game to do that as well. And James Earl Jones, one of those
guys.
He
held his own for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So make sure that you pay a little homage to James Earl Jones and pick up one of those great movies this weekend. Plus, if you are one of those subscribers to Disney, well, then you can see a whole lot of stuff, because most of it's going to be right there. So that makes things even easier. Now, besides hearing that news yesterday, and anything fun in the household happening right now?
It's kind of strange that we're waking up today in a post-Sajak world, isn't it? You know?
I actually heard yesterday that I didn't actually get to see Ryan Seacrest's debut on Wheel of Fortune, but I heard several people who were like, you know, that he might have actually finally found his calling, because apparently he was pretty good. So I don't know. Or maybe we're just resound to the fact that Ryan Seacrest is going to be everywhere, and we're just kind of living in a Ryan Seacrest world. I'm not really sure, but I did see some comments from people I personally know, and then a whole lot of social media comment on it as well. We're also living in a world where Aaron Rodgers still cannot beat the San Francisco 49ers. Let's just be honest about it. Monday Night Football last night, and he had a few good moments coming back from that Achilles injury, but then most of it looked pretty pedestrian in the way Packers fans remember Aaron Rodgers playing against the San Francisco 49ers. And for a good portion of the game, it was not very pretty. He did actually score a couple of times with his new team, and it wasn't, I mean, the score isn't very close if you look at the final score, but the last touchdown actually didn't even come from Aaron Rodgers. They pulled him at some point, and it came from Tyrod Taylor, who they'd slipped in there during the last 4 minutes. So there was that.
Yeah. At least we got that going for us, right?
We have that going for us. I mean, here's the thing. You know, Aaron Rodgers for Packers fans is always going to be one of those guys. He was legendary. And I know there's a lot of fans who are still like, oh, he should never left the team. And there's others who are like, yeah, it was time. It was time to see him go. But at the same time, let's be honest. If you're one of the people on the side of it was time for him to go, wasn't there just a little bit in you that was watching that last night like, yeah, no, this feels good, especially after watching the Packers, the very young Packers team last year at the end of the season, basically hang with the 49ers for most of the game, just to see Aaron Rodgers get a little obliterated. I mean, let's be honest, it might be petty, but that's okay. We were kind of like, all right, this is, the world feels right now, Finn.
I mean, after all, there was a lot of drama, right?
There was a lot of drama, and apparently when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, the drama isn't over. Have you heard about the book that came out about Aaron Rodgers?
Here we go.
That is a new thing, and I believe written by like an actual journalist, sports writer. I'm not really sure, so don't quote me on that, but somebody within the journalistic world has written this book and tackled this project. There's also a docuseries called Enigma coming to, I believe, Netflix that's going to be all about, yes, you guessed it, Aaron Rodgers.
There we go.
So there you go. If you're a fan, if you're a
you
super fan,
fix. There you go. Yeah.
I think I'm good. I think I'm good. I am okay. I am okay.
So you know what? So a while ago, I got an 8-track player a few months ago. Okay, and so I only had like a few 8-tracks in my collection. All right. So about a week ago, I ordered one of those 8-track carrying cases.
Oh, nice.
Like they used to have. Okay. Off of eBay.
Sure.
And it came complete with some 8-track tapes in it. And I just got it yesterday. Okay.
Okay. But,
I mean, there was a picture on eBay of the item, and I could kind of see some of the 8-tracks that were in there. So I kind of expected some of them. And I mean, there was some good stuff in there. There was a Santana album. There Booker T and the MGs. I was kind of looking over. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, and there was some oldie stuff like the Box Tops. You know, I mean, there was some good stuff in there. But Maddie, an 8-track of Cheryl Ladd's album.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Well, that's unexpected this morning.
So I know what I'm doing this afternoon. My afternoon is complete because I'm going to dive deep into the music of Cheryl Ladd because I'm not exactly sure what happened here. There was the and bless Cheryl Ladd. Okay. All right.
Fine. She's great. You're great.
One of the angels.
All
replace Jacqueline Smith?
I can't remember. She replaced Farrah because they needed a blonde.
She replaced Farrah. Right. That's
they needed
it.
Another okay. blonde. Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
So, you know, wonderful woman, I'm sure. But, you know, music career, I'm not quite sure about. But I will find out this afternoon.
Now, Cheryl Ladd obviously grew up in Huron, South Dakota, which was about 45 minutes north of where I grew up. Yes, yes. And the only reason Cheryl Ladd is important to me for any sort of reason is because in Huron, South Dakota, way back in the day, and I don't know if it still exists or not, it's been a long time since I've been back to Huron or South Dakota just in general. Cheryl Ladd worked at a restaurant while in high school called The Barn. And it looked like a barn. And when you went inside, you know, it had the open rafters and, you know, it was a typical late 80s kind of styled restaurant. You know, never really got the update kind of thing. Probably 86 was the last time they had updated it. Food was okay. But they literally had a shrine to Cheryl Ladd and photos of her in high school wearing her The Barn uniform and serving people food and all of that. And when you walk in, in, it's like this entire wall where you just stare at like four Cheryl Ladd pictures that have been blown up to enormous size because that was all they had, but it's the only tie to fame that Huron will ever have in its life. And so you just stare at the shrine of Cheryl Ladd, and they've even got some of like her buttons that she wore on her uniform up on the wall and all of this kind of stuff. And then, you know, a poster of Charlie's Angels because, well, that's where most people would recognize her from. She was actually born Cheryl Jean Stoppelmore, too, by the way, in Huron, South Dakota, just in case anybody's wondering.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, at least they have a claim to fame. And if their claim to fame is Cheryl Ladd, there you go.
Yes. But it's a little unsettling to see Cheryl Ladd that large when you walk into a restaurant. Because, I mean, they have blown these photos up to poster size. And we're talking photos from the 70s. So obviously,
it's like a shrine to Cheryl Ladd.
It's a shrine. Yeah. It's more of a shrine. It's very large. And it looks like some stalker took them from about 5,000 feet away, because obviously from the 1970s, when you blow them up to that degree, they're a little grainy. And so now it just looks like she was under surveillance or something when you walk up to the, it's very,
very strange, huh?
It's very strange and unsettling all at the same time. But again, Huron has very little to put into it. It has a giant pheasant statue. Like I'm talking a giant pheasant statue. This thing is like 20 feet tall, and that's no exaggeration. If you laid it down, it would literally take up, you know, probably a whole parking lot, maybe most of a football field. The thing is insane.
So that pheasant lives downstream from the old paper mill.
It lives on the other side of Huron from where Cheryl Ladd's shrine is essentially... It's very,
sounds
very
like a
weird
David Lynch movie here is what we're talking about.
It pretty much is. And then in between, you got the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. And that's pretty much Huron in a nutshell, folks. Be jealous. Be very, very jealous of South Dakota. But that's the only reason I'm even familiar with Cheryl Ladd, because I had family who lived in Huron. And anytime you wanted a good family meal, it was either, I don't know, McDonald's or the barn. And so we would end up at the barn. And just way too many hours of staring.
Were they ever playing the music of Cheryl Ladd?
It was a Muzak kind of restaurant, so they could have been, Finn. I would not have recognized the Cheryl Ladd 8-track had it been actually in the player.
You might have been denied, Maddie. So, you know, you want to come over to the Finn household this afternoon, you know?
Need something to do, right?
There
Listen
you go.
To Cheryl Ladd, see if I recognize any of it from my moments in the barn. Oh, it was an interesting childhood. I lived in South Dakota. It was one for the ages, let me tell you.
Now we know why you don't go back so much. Is that the deal?
What? There's a lot of reasons why I don't go back. And yeah, that might be one of them. It might be right up there with part of it. Now, here's something else that caught my attention yesterday. You know, this Beetlejuice movie is in the theaters, and it's doing very, very well, as we suspected it probably would. Well, AMC theaters doing everything they can to capitalize and make money any way they can, because we know how the theater industry is right now. They're selling a special drink in honor of Beetlejuice, and it's actually called the Sandworm Slayer. It's this 24-ounce cocktail made with blue and black raspberry juice and so-called premium vodka. Yeah, like they're pulling out the good stuff at the movie theater. Yeah. And then it's topped with gummy worms, and it's going viral because someone online says that they paid $31 for this special Sandworm Slayer. Now, AMC actually responded to the post. They claim that the Sandworm Slayer is actually only $21. So they're not sure why there was a $10 discrepancy. But the one that went viral was purchased in Illinois, where it's actually more expensive because of the state's liquor pricing laws. So it would probably check that, it was $31. They also say it's $21 in 92% of AMC locations nationwide. However, the $31 drink was allegedly bought in California, not Illinois. No back and forth from ANC on that. But at any rate, Illinois with their liquor licensing laws, and California with just being astronomically expensive, $31 checks at either one of those places, right? Yeah. So that totally checks. But at the same time, why are you buying
quote unquote premium vodka for $21 at a Beetlejuice movie. I mean, it still doesn't make any sense that they're charging that kind of money.
Boost there. I mean,
you might need the boost. I don't know, but $21 for a good adult beverage. I'm telling you, you can run down to Dave's bar down the street, and you're going to pay a lot less. And I bet you he can wick up the same thing.
It's going to be a better cocktail. It's most likely going to be a stronger cocktail.
That's right. That's right. I'm telling you, folks, you can do much better at your local bar than you can at an AMC theater. Oh my gosh.
Although the theater prices check out. I mean,
yes.
Wow. I mean, the concession prices are way more than the actual ticket price now.
They're ridiculous. When you go to the theaters, I mean, if you buy your tickets online, that's one thing. And then you get a couple bucks knocked off. And then, of course, they charge all of their online fees. It's still a few dollars off. But then you get there and then you go to the concession stand.
I know. That's where you really feel the pressure. That's where you feel the strain on the
wallet. Here's some blood so I can have my popcorn.
Yeah. Okay. But, I swear, a couple of days ago when I went with the kid, when we went to go see the movie, I couldn't get him to, I kept asking him, he's like, do you want something to drink? Do you want a soda? Do you want some popcorn? No, I don't really drink soda. No, I don't really want popcorn. So I was like, dude, I mean, we're at the theater. Let's make this as
theater popcorn is the best. If you have to pay for it, it is still the best. It's absolutely got the best flavor, and there's nothing quite like a theater popcorn. And that's one of the allures of going to the theater. Like, you walk in, right? Mm-hmm. And it smells amazing. I mean, even when you try to make the popcorn at home, it's never going to be the same. It's just not. But I get it. That's why a lot of people are relying on streaming, because, you know, it's a lot cheaper to get a box of Orville Redenbacher than it is to go to the theater and buy your bucket of popcorn. I mean, so I understand that point too, but there's still some things that you can't replicate at home that you can only get at the theater.
Now, with the Hartman Jones pack, when you go to a movie, does everybody have different concession choices?
Yes, kind of. Because Corey at one point in time bought the AMC bucket of popcorn, so now we just take that in for refills, and it's not as glamorous as it sounds, let me tell you, because then I got to bring it home and wash it. But then we have the bucket of popcorn that he and Dexter primarily share. I don't do a lot of popcorn. I do eat popcorn. Don't get me wrong. I do eat it because it's actually a pretty good, nutritious, healthy snack. Not the way he makes it, though, slathered with salts and more butter than is probably humanly allowed. but it's delicious. I just don't go that
in
route.
A bucket. Yeah.
Right? But he and Dexter always share. There's always Reese's Pieces that they share. And then they always get one other candy that the two of them share. Now, I am fortunate because a lot of theaters are starting to have a few healthier options. I mean, it's still pretty far and few between. But, you know, if I can get some sort of like almond or something. I mean, one of my favorites is cocoa powder covered almonds. And so a lot of theaters carry those. So at least I can have a snack when I'm there. And it's usually just a water for me. I watch the two of them mow down giant boxes of candy and a bucket of popcorn. I mean, that's essentially...
Sometimes that's got to be better to watch than the movie.
It is. And I've just gotten to the point where Dexter doesn't really like to sit by his dad during movies because Corey quits paying attention at some point, concentrating on his popcorn, and then has to ask questions. So Dexter used to make me sit in the middle, and then my entire movie experience was passing this bucket of popcorn and the candy back and forth, which, again, not as glamorous as it sounds, folks. It's really not. So now I've finally gotten to the point where I'm like, I don't care if your dad's asking you too many questions. You can watch this on streaming again when it comes out. Ooh. You and dad sit next to each other and you guys share your popcorn and your candy because I'm over here.
Remind me to tell you some, because I know we have to move along, but remind me to tell you someday about the time I took Taylor and Colin. This was when they were much younger, to the movies. Okay. And Taylor, the oldest at that time, well, still is, obviously, but I mean, he was practically choking on a Skittle while Colin was yelling out Batman at the top of his lungs. They're mine.
This is why families are relying on streaming more now. This is why families are now.
It's less embarrassing.
it is. It's just a way better experience. When the kid chokes on a Skittle, you're right there. You can pause the movie and do the Heimlich and then move on
and
with
you're
life.
Good. Yeah.
Exactly. If they scream out Batman in the middle of the theater, they're only interrupting the fam. That's everybody else. Oh my gosh.
We're all good. Yeah.
We're all good in that way. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Partly cloudy today. Going to be a little warmer. 84 for a high. Still not a bad day though, and a beautiful start to the morning. Partly cloudy, 57 tonight. Partly cloudy, warmer tomorrow with a high near 86. And then as we look ahead to Thursday, lots of sun, 88. Right now it is 53.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Chumbawamba, that is Tub Thumping this morning. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:39 right now. And let me ask you a question. Is this dreamy or is it a complete nightmare? Because, you know, some people would stay in a hotel room decorated with clowns. Others would run away in terror. Some people would even stay in a penthouse with the band Nickelback. Others would shriek and whore. The candy company Brock's is giving people the opportunity to stay in an elaborate candy corn-themed hotel suite this fall. The rooms are exclusively offered at two Great Wolf locations, one in the Pocono Mountains in Pennsylvania and one in Gurnee, Illinois, so not even that far away. You can book your stay now, but only while there's availability between September 22nd, which is the first day of fall, and Halloween. The rooms are being offered on a first-come, first-served basis. They sleep 5 to 6 guests, and the rates start at $349 per night. So it's good. You're going to have 5 or 6 in the room. You can split the cost that way. The suite is decked out top to bottom in orange, yellow, and white, along with actual candy corn designs. Now, if you go online and do a search for this, you can see footage of some of this hellishness, if you so want. And yes, you will get candy corn. In fact, every booking comes with a 1-year supply of candy corn. Oh, aren't you lucky? That's a 11-ounce bag that will be shipped to your house once a week for 52 weeks. Oh, no, thank you. No, I think I'm good. I don't need to stay in the room, and I definitely don't need you to ship candy corn to my door. Now, I know some of you crazy people out there, though, you're Googling right now. The fingers are flying, trying to figure out where you make reservations for this room. You're also nuts, and you like circus peanuts, I'm pretty sure, at this point. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Lots of sunshine, a little warmer over the next few days. Sean Cable's going to tell us more about that in just a moment. Plus, we're going to have a look at sports next here on 99.7 Max FM.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
Green Bay Packers will not be placing quarterback Jordan Love on IR, which means there's a chance he could return to action sooner than later. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Packers believe Love will recover quicker than the 4-week mandatory timeline for players who are placed on IR. Backup Malik Willis will start against the Colts on Sunday. 49ers closed out week one of the NFL season with a convincing 32-19 win over the Jets in Santa Clara last night. Jordan Mason rushing for 147 yards and a touchdown in the win. Aaron Rodgers, 13 of 21 for 167 yards with a touchdown and a pick in the loss. Brewers open a three-game series in San Francisco against the Giants tonight. The crew has lost four of its last five. Their magic number to clinch the Central stands at 10. Wisconsin honoring running back Ron Dayne during Saturday's game against Alabama, celebrating the 25th anniversary of his setting the NCAA's all-time Division I rushing record and winning the Heisman back in 1999. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 57 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A little warmer, 86. Then on Thursday, lots of sunshine with a high of 88. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's easy to get there, and it is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54. 99.7.
7:45 right now. Don't forget, birthdays and anniversaries are coming up next. Now, if you happen to be celebrating today or you know somebody who is, you have plenty of time to text us this morning. 355-9970. This is Survivor with Burning Heart on 99.7 Max FM.
Seems our freedom's up against the ropes. Does the
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 7:48 right now. There's a song you don't hear very often, Finn. Burning Heart by Survivor. I know, from Rocky IV. Apparently, Eye of the Tiger was so darn popular in Rocky III that Sly was like, oh, you got to make me another hit. And so Survivor obviously was not going to say no to Rocky or Rambo or whoever Sly was at that given moment. So we got Burning Heart, but that's a good one. That's a good one this morning. Yeah. So my text line is kind of busy over here this morning. Somebody sent me a photo of the Empire State Building because obviously we talked about the passing of James Earl Jones yesterday. And I don't know if you've seen this photo. This one actually, it's pretty iconic from the Empire State Building. They lit the building up in red last night with a silhouette of Darth Vader on it, holding his lights, his lighted saber. And it just said, "Rest in peace, Lord Vader." So it was a pretty cool moment. And, you know, the Empire State Building, so iconic. They light up for a lot of big things happening in the world. So it was very cool, though, that they honored
James Earl
Jones.
Yeah, I bet you
that
was something to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's photos of it if you just do a Google search for it online. It's very, very cool. So, yes, I did happen to see that. And then I also had a text come in here today asking if I saw Matt LaFleur's press conference yesterday. And before I even read the rest of the text, I knew exactly what was going to be asked of me because Matt LaFleur yesterday said, if Jordan Love does not clear medically, then Malik Willis will get the start. So I was asked if I had heard that and if this particular individual who texted had heard it right. Yes, you did. He did say if. Now, I think that's like some sort of, going back to Darth Vader, some sort of Jedi mind trick that Coach LaFleur is probably playing with us and probably the Indianapolis Colts. I look for Jordan Love to probably be out a week or two, but if you were just listening to sports, you heard that without putting him on IR, that means they think that this is going to be a pretty short-lived injury, which is good news, very good news, because we want to see our whole team intact going throughout the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. But yes, he did say if. You did not mishear that. Coach LaFleur was pretty emphatic and really emphasized the if as well, standing at the podium. So everybody was like, please don't give us hope, Coach. Please don't give us any sort of hope. We have resound to the fact that he is not playing this weekend. And we were in the car yesterday, Dexter and I, going to Taekwondo, and Dexter goes, really, if you're a Packers fan, this has been a really rough week. I mean, you watch the team play on Friday night, lose in the opening of the season, to think that Jordan Love might be done for the entire season. You have to wait like 24 hours to get any sort of word. Then you find out that it's not the ankle, that it could be something else. Then you find out that it's actually only a sprain. He's like, I don't think the coach should be toying with emotions like that right now. Yes, my young Dexter is wise. But no, you did hear that correctly. So thank you for the text. He did say if, but I would expect Jordan Love to probably not get the start, at least this week. We'll see what the rest of the next few weeks brings, for sure. Now, we do have to take a look at birthdays here this morning. We've got a good list of celebrity birthdays. And before we jump into that, we will remind you that if you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, you still have time to text us 355-9970. We're going to start right here at the top of the list with Elise Levesque. She plays Genevieve on The Originals. She was also Chloe on SGU, Stargate Universe. She is celebrating her 39th birthday. Joey Votto is also celebrating a birthday today, Finn. He's a retired Cincinnati Reds first baseman who won the National League MVP way back in 2010. He is celebrating his 41st birthday. Ryan Phillippe is celebrating a birthday today. He plays Bob Lee Swagger on Shooter. Of course, he's probably best known for being the ex-husband of Reese Witherspoon. I mean, honestly, let's just be honest about it. She's had a much bigger career than he has. We'll be honest. Anyway, he is celebrating his 50th birthday today. It's hard to believe, though, that Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Phillippe are both like near 50. Isn't that crazy? I mean, she's been an actress since she was like, what, 10, 12 years old, doing like Paper Moon or whatever it was called way back in the day. So she's been around for a while, and then they were together for a very long time. They had their kids. They were so young, and I don't know. I think she just keeps getting better. We don't see a lot of him, so I can't speak for him.
Not
he
so
probably
much
keeps
anymore.
Getting better, too. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Legendary rapper Big Daddy Kane is celebrating today. He is 56 years old. Madonna's ex-husband Guy Ritchie is celebrating a birthday. He is 56 years old. Can you imagine the stories that Guy Ritchie has to tell? Do you think that Madonna was a boring wife, or do you think she was actually Madonna and he's got a lot of stories?
Guy,
I kind of go with the latter.
And Ben Affleck are probably going to be playing poker this weekend, just miserating. Yeah.
I don't think Madonna was the type of person who showed up in her sweatpants with her hair up in a bun when Guy Ritchie came to the door. I'm assuming that wasn't Madge. That's my first
instinct.
Doesn't
sound like Madge.
No, probably not. Now, he did direct The Man from U.N.C.L.E., Sherlock Holmes, King Arthur, and the live-action Aladdin remake. Well, that might be a blemish on the resume. But at any rate, 56 for him today. Randy Johnson, Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher known as the Big Unit. Okay, he's celebrating his 61st birthday. Colin Firth, who is an Oscar-winning actor from The King's Speech, is celebrating a birthday today. I think he's talented and very gifted. He is celebrating his 64th birthday today. Siobhan Fahey from Bananarama, some of their big hits, Venus, Cruel Summer, I Heard a Rumor. She also had Stay with Shakespeare's sister. She is celebrating her 66th birthday.
Kudos to you. You pronounced that correctly.
Did I do it right?
Awesome.
I know. Yeah. I've been working on that one this morning. I was like, if I get nothing else right this morning, because, well, it's that kind of day, I want to at least get this one right. Like, I kind of want to get this one right.
Some of those Irish names or Celtic names, you take a look at them,
easy.
And on paper, you can't make heads or tails of them.
Right?
Like, what? How do I pronounce that?
Yeah, I'll be honest. Sometimes Google pronunciation guides are helpful too, and then I'm like, okay, I can do this. I got to psych myself up in my head for it. I got this one. Again, the rest of the show, probably not great, but I got that one. I nailed it. I'm very proud of myself actually this morning. Joe Perry, this is a pretty big one. Aerosmith guitarist, of course. We just learned a couple weeks ago that they're no longer going to be touring. Yeah. He is celebrating his 74th birthday, and that might be a reason why.
Yeah, exactly. And we wonder how he's celebrating today and what he'll do next, you know, because I'm sure he will probably continue touring or doing some shows on his own in some capacity.
I mean, I'd love to see Joe Perry also just show up and be on other performers' albums and play guitar for them, because he's just so good. He's so good at that. Bill O'Reilly celebrating a birthday today as well. He is 75 years old. Jose Feliciano, he is the blind Puerto Rican singer. He did that famous cover of Light My Fire. It's famous, but not probably for the right reasons. It was not great. Sorry, Jose. You've got a great voice.
What about the Chico and the Man theme song? I mean, he did that too, right?
No, not so much. He can sing, though. That's the bad part. Like, he can sing. He's got a great voice, but probably not.
What about the Love Boat appearance?
Anybody who was on the Love Boat was kind of cool, so you got to give him that. That was cheesy in its own right. I know, right? Anyway, Jose is celebrating his 79th birthday today. And then we have Danny Hutton, who is the lead singer of Three Dog Night, way back in the day, pulling out the oldies for you this morning. He is celebrating his 82nd birthday. Some of their big hits, one, Mama Told Me Not to Come, an old-fashioned love song. I mean, the list kind of goes on and on. Three Dog Night had a lot of big hits. I'm a huge Three Dog Night fan, though. My parents listened to a lot of Three Dog Night while I was growing up.
Yeah, I met them a few years ago. I met the band, but I think Danny Hutton is the only original member that's still in the band.
That would check. I mean, he's 82 today, so that would check. I mean, some of these bands are starting to get older, so we know what happens when they start getting up there in age. Right. But I think at one point in time, I'm pretty sure way back in the day, this would have even been when I was probably in high school, I think they did an appearance at the World's Only Corn Palace. I believe they performed during Corn Palace Week, but I could be mistaken, because Mitchell used to do this huge 50s-60s dance, like huge. It was a big event. I mean, they packed the Corn Palace, and it was couples dressed up in their favorite 50s-60s garb buying tickets and showing up, and they'd get live bands. So I want to say that maybe it was a band like that actually performed one year or something.
Okay.
Again, I was really little, so I stayed home with the babysitter, and my parents always went out, so I wouldn't have remembered that one. But I know they also, I'm pretty sure they did a Corn Palace festival as well. So
they had a lot of hits. I mean,
they did. Oldies Radio. We played a whole lot of Three Dog Night. They were part
Shambhala.
Of our staple. Oh, that's
I love
my favorite.
Shambhala.
That's such a great song. It's my absolute favorite Three Dog Night song, because it's just got this really cool rhythm to it. If you
and
listen
it's so
to the
positive.
Lyrics,
yeah,
yes.
it just gets you going. Yeah,
I love Shambhala. It's again one of my absolute favorites. It's actually on my when I'm walking or working out. It's actually on my favorites playlist too.
Oh, cool.
That I'll pull up once in a while. I've got a lot of grassroots on there, a lot of oldies. I mean, it is the most eclectic mix of stuff you've ever heard, and it basically gives Dexter like the biggest migraine whenever he looks at it, because he's like, none of these things go together. I'm like, that's why it's called my favorites. They don't have to go together. They're my favorites, and why are you judging my favorites?
Don't judge my favorites. Even if I have Cheryl Ladd on my playlist,
that's
don't
right,
give me
that's right. I mean, no judgment from you. I listen to the Deftones on repeat for you. You don't get to judge my Three Dog Night. Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you do want to add somebody to our list, it's so easy. All you have to do is text 355-9970. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Now, it is going to be nice today, but temperature's definitely a little bit warmer than we've seen the last few days. And we're going to incrementally warm things up as we go throughout the rest of the week, maybe upper 80s by Thursday. Sean Cable's going to tell us a little bit more about that.